Prosecutors say Michael Kremen is the man who wielded a knife while he and another man were face-to-face with protesters on Hurdle Avenue in August. He was charged with menacing, harassment, and criminal possession of a weapon. Under the state's bail reform, he was issued an appearance ticket. After failing to show up in Buffalo City Court Thursday morning, Judge Barbara Johnson Lee rescheduled his hearing for Monday, October 19th. But prosecutors first tried to convince her to issue a bench warrant for Kremen, saying court officials had received an email, allegedly from the defendant, that indicated he had no intention to appear. And according to Erie County District Attorney John Flynn, the defendant allegedly vowed that any attempt by law enforcers to approach him or his wife on their Franklinville property would result in their lord severely punishing those officers. Under bail reform, defendants who miss their arraignment have 48 hours to appear, but Flynn says there is also a clause that the judge should have used in this case.
They purposely put in there a provision that said, if you know someone's willfully not coming in advance, okay, you don't have to wait 48 hours, all right? So they did do a catch-all for this right here. For whatever reason, the court decided to disregard that.
Because the defendant lives in Franklinville, it would be up to Cattaraugus County law enforcers to take him into custody if a bench warrant is issued. Flynn says authorities in that county have been advised of the email. But in the meantime, he's urging Kremen to avoid any trouble, realize he's legally innocent until proven guilty, and show up on the 19th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.